Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, the final regular season college football playoff rankings were out, and they came out last night. And this tells a big story, Clint, just because obviously most of the teams aren't playing any more games, or at least some of the teams aren't playing any more games. And generally, if you're inside the top, 10, you should feel pretty good about where you are, because not a lot of major movement, with the exception of really BYU, Clint, who's in the Big 12 championship game against Texas Tech. Really, there's not a lot of people who are just going to, move in to a spot. So when you look at the top 12 currently, Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech's the top four. No real surprise there. Oregon, Ole Miss, they move up in front of A&M, even without all of their situation. A&M drops from 3 to 7. OU, Alabama moves up to 9, which I think means a little something if they moved up a spot. Notre Dame, 10. BYU, 11. Miami, 12. And then Texas, they moved up from 16 to 13 outside of that top 12. As they sit there, they jump over Utah and Vanderbilt with a 9-3 record. Clint, because I think there are a couple of storylines in here. What jumps out to you when you look at this final regular season ranking going into championship weekend?
Well, I don't know that there's a lot jumping out per ranking. I mean, like the way you're looking at it, I mean, this has always been a top 11 look, because there's obviously going to be that 12th top ranked group of five school. So, I mean, group of four school, whatever the hell it's called now. I think the rankings, not necessarily the bracket, the rankings for me is, I find it interesting that, not interesting, it doesn't surprise me one bit, but that Texas has jumped from to 13, and the school that they jumped is a 10-2 Vanderbilt. And that's the two-win team that they choose to move down below a three-win Texas team. And I know Texas
beat them. Utah, too. They jumped Utah as well.
Texas beat them. But it's just interesting that's the school. I've always felt like this is one of those deals where the big brands are going to win out, and I can't help but look at that Vanderbilt sliding down, and to your point, Utah sliding down below a three-loss team, and it being those two teams. So I think that, again, I love the fact that we're talking about 10 through 14, 10 through 15, and not, 2 through 5.
Yeah,
but that's what sticks out, is the lower part of this bracket, the lower part of these rankings from 10 to say 15.
Well, see, the two things that jump out to me when I see, and you mentioned it when you talked about Texas and Vandy, right? The only thing that you would think that caused them to jump Vandy, because Vandy is in the SEC as well. They've got a better record in the SEC. The only thing that you would think, Clint, that changes that is, oh, they beat them. They beat them head to head. Okay, all right. You can jump multiple spots and beat somebody head to head. But meanwhile, Clint, Notre Dame is sitting there at 10, and Miami is sitting there at 12, but it don't work in that favor. In that one, they faced off head to head, and Notre Dame lost. Sorry, Sean, but Notre Dame lost to Miami head to head. And I mean, when you look at it, Notre Dame, their best win is Pitt, USC, USC and Pitt. Those are their two best wins. Right now, it seems like they're really up there on the strength of how close their losses were.
Notre Dame, about to be a rep with university, right?
It is, Jimbo, to their two losses to Miami and A&M to kick off the season. But Miami beat them head-to-head. Miami has a win over Notre Dame. At the time, they beat a 16th-ranked Florida State. That doesn't really mean it. At the time, they beat an 18th-ranked South Florida. Right, and they beat that same Pitt team. It is interesting to think.
It applies to some, but not to all.
It applied to Texas and Vanderbilt, but it did not apply to Notre Dame and Miami.
Yeah, the team that is historically the worst team in the SEC is making a run, has had a great year, and has the record to be right up there with the best of them. You hold that against them, but you don't seem to hold that against Notre Dame in these rankings.
Because the committee was saying they're not in the same tier, so head-to-head doesn't matter. Well, hell, man, they're 10-12 right now. Are they still not in the same tier?
I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you.
So they have a tier of teams, and they said Notre Dame's in a different tier than Miami is.
I mean, Notre Dame's a good football team. There's no doubt about it. But if resume and you know is part of it, and you're not and you're you know the strength of schedule is part of it, and head to head is obviously part of it, then it's hard to explain some of the things that are going on. But this is every year. Every year we get to cuss and discuss these types of topics. I'm going to tell you.
The ACC may not even get a team in.
The interesting thing is if 11-1 BYU, if they lose in the title game. Is that right? Who do they got in the title game? Texas Tech?
Yeah, they're done.
If they lose in the title game and losing in a title game to the number 4 team in the country, what do they do with BYU?
Oh, they're out. They'll drop them.
You got Miami and you got Texas standing right there behind them.
They'll drop them below both of them. But then when that happens, you can't tell me that Miami and Notre Dame aren't in the same tier. At that point, they'd be right behind each other, right? If BYU loses, the thought would be that the only team behind or between Notre Dame and Miami is BYU. That then Miami would pull up and would be right behind them in the polls. There is no way in hell that you could keep them out head to head. Like, it's not even a deal of like, all right, yeah, they lost to Miami head to head, but man, they beat Ohio State and Indiana. You know what I mean? They don't have great wins to back it up. By the way, Alabama's the safest team in the field. let them lose to Georgia, who they already beat. Let them lose. And by the way, I think they will. I think this will be the first time we have a three. I know it's only the second year we've done it, but this will be the first time there will be a 3-loss team get into the field. Clemson did. Clemson got in there last year. But the first time a 3-loss at-large team will get into the field, I think will happen with Alabama. Because if Alabama plays in that SEC championship game and they lose and they somehow drop them out of it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a problem for conference championship games. And they are going to lose their mind. You'll start having teams angling to not play in it.
Well, I'm here for it because it's going
to
make
I kind of want to see it.
Well, it's the fascination, to me, the fascinating part of this, again, is you know, when you're talking 10 through 14 or 15, and if Alabama does lose, they're obviously going to drop from 9, not completely out of it. They'll obviously drop from 9, right? I mean, you would think. And especially if it's not a close game, I would think they would drop from 9. And so now, again, that traffic jam, that swamp, if you will, at 10 through 15 but gets even deeper.
They shouldn't drop, though, Clint, because the conference championship games cannot hurt you.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying.
Only help.
Well, it can't hurt you, but it. I mean, I guess that's why BYU's outside looking in right now.
Yeah, but they say it can only. All right, coming up, let's head to NRG and hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as they get set for this big game. They turn the corner to the Colts game, and now looking at the Chiefs. We'll hear from D'Amico coming up next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.